There's a Mishnah in Bava Metzia. Turn to a different parak in Bava Metzia. Now there's a Mishnah in Bava Metzia in Azov, the beginning of Azov. Nosam leimos v'lei mashach imenu. Valid. Nosam leimos v'lei mashach imenu peiris. Yochol lach zuba. Halacha is, we hold it, that Mashiach is kaina, not Moos kaina. So if he wants to buy metaltalin, if he wants to buy metaltalin and he gives the guy money, and the guy is kaina, he makes a Mashiach on the money, so the kinyan is not chal, because you need the Mashiach to make the kinyan chal. Even if midiraisa Moos kaina, midrabanan, you need the Mashiach, according to the mandomer Moos kaina. And if so only the kinyan is only chal when you make the Mashiach. If you weren't nothing in Moos, for loy mashach imenu peiris, yochal lachzer, but nothing chal. Avol, zokt the Mishnah, avol amru, misha pora, me'an shei der hamabul, v'dor afloga, hu osad lihi pora, mim hishein ha'imed b'dibura. But misha pora, same Eibishter, who punished the dor hamabul and the dor afloga, osad lihi pora, he will also, that they will get retribution to Misha Einoi, from the same retribution to Misha Einoi Oymed B'Diburah. That's this guy. Okay. So here the Gemara, so there's some shaykhis to this guy of not Oymed B'Diburah. Else the Mishnah, all we have is a shaykhis to Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFloga, which itself needs a Hezber. Right, itself needs a Hezber. What does this one have to do with the other? Right, what one have to do with the other? It's more weiter in the Gemara and Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph. In Bava Metzia there it says like this, Reb Shimon Omer. It brings not like that, it's more than that. The same idea, but he expands. Afal Pisha Omru Talis Koine, Talis Koine Diner Zov, even though the din is if you're buying a talis, a diner zov and a talis, one against the other. So Afal Pisha Omru Sh Talis Koine Diner Zov, that if you're Meshach the Talis, one guy's Meshach the Talis, the Diner Zov becomes the other guy, and but the ain't Diner Zov Koine Talis. But if the other guy's Meshach the Diner Zov, this one's not Koine the Talis. Mikol Makim, says Reb Shimon, Mikol Makim Kach Halocha. Kach Halocha. Afal Omru, but they said, Misha Paro Me'anshe Dora Mabul, Ume'anshe Dora Floga, Ume'anshe Sdoim Vamayra, Ome Mitzrayim Bayom, who asked Liparim Mishaina Ome B'Dibur. So now it's not limited to the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFloga. It includes now, it's expanded to include Anshei Sdoim Ba'Amora and Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim. Who asked? What are all these? What's the Ome B'Dibur and these things? What's the connection B'Chlal? So today I want to speak about Be'ikar, the second one, the one that includes all of them. Why the Mishnah singled out Dafka, Dor HaFloga, and Dor HaMabul, that's for a different time. That's a different thing. But here this Klali is the thing, I want to learn up a certain guy. And then there's Be'emes, a very basic question over here in the whole thing. Right, Pashtus, if you need Mashiach to be Kaina, and you weren't Mashiach the Chayfas, so you weren't kind, so nothing's done. Yeah. So you said you wanted to be kind. Machpatli, you said you wanted to be kind or not. Like Reb Shimon himself says in the Brisa, Mikol Makom Kach Halocha Avol Amru Mishapara. If Kach Halocha that you did nothing, so what's the big chaimer? So you did nothing, so then you don't. So forget about it. It wasn't chal. Nothing happened. Lo karaklu. What's the big chaimer for not having been Aymed B'Dibura? What is the Chaymer Bechlal? First of all, why is the Misha Parah? What does it have to do with these cases? And then why Bechlal? Where does this obviously Misha Parah, Midor HaMabul, Dor HaFlogachis, then Ba'amayra, Mitzrayim, sounds like serious stuff, right? What's all this serious stuff for? The Halacha was that nothing was Chal. If the Halacha was that nothing was Chal, so you know, Api Halacha, you're wonderful. You're 100% right. Ma'abaya. What's the Avla over here, the super Avla, apparently, of Ein Misha Oymed, Ein Oymed B'Dibura, even though it didn't accomplish anything up here. Pasuk in Yeshayo, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Vov, as V'sukha Tiyeh L'Tzeil Yoimam Mechayrev U'Lamach Machse U'Mister Mizerem U'Mimotam. Sukatia letzel yoimam mecherev mechayrev. Sorry, mechayrev. Heat. Ulemachse umister mizera mamata. So the goyin, and there's a very sukkas end aspect of this, which we're not going to go into now. I want the inyan that has to do with the mishapara. There's a very interesting goyin there in Aderes Elio on that pasuk in Yishayo. This is the lashon of the goyin. Gimel liyoyne shel hakadosh baruch hu shenifra behen me'ovrei ritzayne. There are three agents of punishment that the Eibishter uses to punish ovrei ritzayne. There's Eish, there's Ruach, and there's Mai. Three things that he uses. He says, Sukkah is going to be the antidote, is going to protect from all three of them. Gimel Agyayne Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenifra Ba'ev Ritzayne. Chayrev is Eish. Chayrev is Eish. Zerem is Mayim. What was the pasuk again? Yeah, Zerem is Mayer. Sukatia letzel yoima mechayrev. That's Eish, heat, and the land of the pasuk is Zerem is Ruach, and Motor is Mayim. And then he says like this: Ubisdaim. Now he starts talking about. He wasn't done. Ubisdaim nifra be'Eish. Stoim was Eish, right? Gofris Melach Eish, Sreifa Chalar Gofris Melach Sreifa Chalar. That was Gophers, everything was Sreif. Zdoim Nifra Be'esh, Umabul Maim. And then he says, Daraphloga, says the guy, and the Daraphloga was Beruach, Lahafitza Mapnei Kol Ha'aretz. Beruach spread them out all over. That's like Ruach blew them all over the place, right? Spread them out. That's those three. That's Dara Mabul and Daraphloga, and Anche Zdoim. Umi Mitzrayim, Nishloshta. And in Mitzrayim, you had all three of them. Dam Tzradeya b'mayim. Arbe b'ruach. The ruach came. Shchin b'eish. Ubebarad, all three of them. Ubebarad hayu shloshtam. Huatz b'mayim v'eish mislakachas b'teicha barad. And v'yiyu koilas, and it came with koilas. That was the ruach. V'zesh omar sham, that's why it says by Makas Barta, this is a very much of a guy in all kinds of things. V'zesh omar sham is kol magei foisai. By Barad, it's referred to as kol magei foisai. What's kol magei foisai? Makas Barad is only 1 out of 10. He's talking about the agents of retribution of the Rabbi Nishalala, the things that make the thing. He gave the, in Barad is the full artillery. You have Eish, Ruach, and Mayim, all the three legiones, which the Eibish, there is Manish, Oivri, Ritzayne, all three of them were there. Okay, now he continues teaching us the Goyin. V'chein heima shloisha be'odom. The person, the body of a person, is comprised of the three things. Right? There's body heat, that's the Eish. Right? Most of the body's waters is Mayim. And what keeps things going, which is the Neshama, which is, I mean, that's Ruach be'etzim. That's the best thing. So he say, so the Guf is be'etzim shloisha be'odom. Now, a bigger Yesod. This is gets to the Yesod, closer to the Yesod that we did not need. V'hadibur mechaber es kulam. And the dibur of a person employs all three of them. The dibur employs all three of them. We'll explain what that means. I just want to get through what the Goyin says. So the dibur includes all the three things, Eish, Ruach, and Mayim. V'zesha omru chazal. And this is what Chazal said, based on everything he said here. Misha para midora mabul midora floga me'anshes daim u'mitzrayim hu yifra mimisha einoy oimed b'dibura. Hu yifra mimisha einoy b'dibura. Me'ay oimed b'dibura. So dibur is all three. If you're not oimed b'dibura, you're plegeya in all three. Right, so therefore, Misha Parah, the Eibishter, what's the Misha Parah of all these things? All of these things are that these were the Eibishter used all these things to be manish a person. All of these three things will be used to punish a person who's not Aymed B'Diburai, because his Avla of being Aymed B'Diburai incorporated, employed all three of them. So you misused all three of them, and therefore the Einish will be all three of them, and that's what it means, Mishapara, and all these places where all these things took place. Then he goes on. Don't forget, he was going on the pasuk for Sukkah Tia B'tzel Yoimam. He says he goes on to say that, which is not our inyan now, but just to complete what he says, the three meikar adin, you need three mechitzas in Sukkah. But three mechitzas in Sukkah. The three mechitzas in Sukkah, each one is megan against one of the things. The three mechitzas in Sukkah are to be megan against the three legiones amelech, which are Eishmaim and Ruach. Okay, Ad kan divrei hagoyin. What's nageil in your name? What's this kayach hadibur? Let's understand. What's this kayach hadibur of a person that the kayach hadibur employs Eish Ruach and Mayim? That's the formula here, right? Just what it says, Eish Ruach and Mayim. Not oimed b'dibura is a pgiya in the three of them. Hence, and it's a pgiya of such chaymer, right? Since you're pagaya in all of them, that you get the einish in all of them for all of the things in which you're pagaya, Eish Ruach and Mayim. That's which you see those that Eibush to use those in the four places that are mentioned, right? To Darflaga, to Amabul, to Asdaim, and Mitzrayim. That's what you're going to get. So you have to understand, what's the Kayach HaDibur, first of all, and what's the Chaymer of this Pagiyah and Kayach HaDibur that this should be. So the Taich is L'Chayr like this. What's the Ruach of a person? So Eish and Mayim, we understand. How do we define the Ruach? There's a basic difference. The Choluk, the Ikram, the Ruach of the person, and the Eish and the Mayim. So this everybody knows in last week's parsha. Vayipach ba'apa. I want to touch up what's dibur. Vayipach ba'apa. What's the person, and then what's dibur? Vayipach ba'apa of nishmas chayim. Vayhi adam lenefesh chayim. Taych is the targum. Targum unklus. What's nefesh chayim? Everybody knows this. Nefesh chayim. Vayhi adam lenefesh chayim. Vahavas ba'adam leruach memalala. So nefesh chayim is defined as ruach memalala, which is a very interesting thing, because Nefesh Chaya is not used in the Torah uniquely to describe Adam. Right? Nefesh Chaya is used to describe in all the Briya, to describe the animals too. Nefesh Chaya. And they don't have, they're not Ruach Memalala, a Ruach that talks. Right? There's this Kayach HaDibur, this Kayach HaDibur. They don't have that. And they're also called Nefesh Chaya. What does that tell us? What does that tell us about Ruach Memalala? That Ruach Mamalala is not just the pshat that the person. What's the mahus? When it says nefesh chaya by the animal, what does that mean? This is the etzem chiyus of the animal, is this, right? They created a cow to be a cow, right? And the chiyus, what we see is the chiyus of the cow. That's what the cow is. That's the mitzvah of the cow. That's the chiyus, the etzem existence, the koyach life of that cow. That's what it is. If it says by Adam nefesh chaya and the Targum teaches ruach mamalala, what does that also mean? It's not stam that a person is an animal mishudrag, is an upgraded animal, right? It's an animal. It's an animal that had extra features, right? It's not the professional version, not the home version of the thing, right? That it has extra features. The whole mahus of the Adam, the nefesh chaya of the Adam, is the ruach mamalala. The etzem chiyus of the person is the ruach mamalala. Rashi says there. Rashi was bothered by this question. Says nefesh chaya by animals also. Zok Rashi, af peheim of a chaya nikru nefesh chaya. Ach ze shel Adam chaya shebekula. What does that mean? Chaya shebekula. Nefesh Adam has the same life, the same king of life. There's a heart beating and everything else, the same thing. Happens to be he's able to talk. What does it mean? Chayam Bikula. So the Tarek says the Chiyus is a different B'mahusa. It's a different Chiyus. It's a different Sug of Chiyus. The Etzim, it's not a person is a behema who can talk. The Koyach HaDibur is what defines, that's what a person is. Right? That's what a person is. This is all Dvarim Pshut. Af beim ave chay nikru nefesh chay ach ze shel adam chay she bekulam she nitayse by day of a dibur. This day of a dibur, that a person is day of a dibur. Right. Al kopan, if a person doesn't exercise that day of a dibur the way it's meant to be exercised. So it's not a person, a faulty person, it's nishkan mesh. It's a behemoth. Right? He's nothing. Not even a behemoth, because a behemoth had, there's no tiny that a behemoth should have used it because it doesn't have. So you see that the koyach and deya and dibur is a whole different chiyus. Right? And the hisofa of this koyach and dibur is creating a different idea of what chiyus is. That's the etzem chiyus of a person. Now, what is this chiyus of the person? What was this chadash over here? It was vayipach ba'apov. Right? Like we said, vayipach ba'apov. Nishmas Chaim, right? And it became a Ruach Mamalala. That's Nishmas Chaim. What is Nishmas Chaim? Nishmas Chaim, where did that come from? That's the Rabbi Nishalel. Vayipach, so Chazal say, Man de Nofach, Midilei Nofach. That means the Ebishter Kvayachal put in the person, the Neshama of the person that's put in the person, the Chiyus, the Ruach of the person, is Be'etzim. It's something that has nothing to do with this world. It's something that's the Eibishter, just like the Eibishter itself defies having physical constrictions, having physical dimensions. So this Ruach also was something like that. And yet it was put in a person. Because a person is a wondrous breed. He's Murkav, on the one hand, of Ofra Min Adama, which is the Olam HaGai, which is the Gashmiistic aspect of the person. And then the Nishmas Chayim, which is the Manda Nofach Dilei Nefach of the Eibishter, what the Eibishter put in. These two things, L'chayra, are two things that can't even be put together, right? It's a Pella that the two things could be Murkav together. Certain things, there have to be a certain commonality to be able to put things together. How do you put something that's Ruchni and not physical with something that's physical and not Ruchni? Right? It says it's a Pella. Ad Kedekach, that the Bach teaches in Arachayim, the bracha that you make in Asher Yotza, umafli lasais. What's the mafli lasais? The pella of the bria. The mafli lasais was that the Eibishter did something that no one could ever chalom of doing, to be markiv, to fuse together a ruach and a guf. That's the mafli lasais, the pella of the bria. So look what we have here. The Eibishter came and made this Pella of a Bria in order to fuse it, and that's this new Metzius of Chiyus of a person, this new Pella of a Bria, that a Gashmi is, that has inside something that's Man de Nofach, Delay Nofach, the Ruach of the Eibishter inside the man. Now, what does any logical person thinking logically, what did the Eibishter do that for? What did the Eibishter do that for? The Eibishter made, it's a nes, mafli lasos, pella, mafli lasos, pella. It defies any havana. He did that, why? So a person should be able to be an upgraded baltaiva, to use this kayach of ruchnius that he has, to use that also, this deya that he has, to connive in ways to figure out to have more gashmias. Right? To have more, to gamve somebody else, whatever. That the Eibishter wouldn't make a pella for that reason. If the Eibishter made this pella, there's a tachlis. So that means, what do we have? The metzias of a person is this pella, is this person that the person has the ruach memalala in him, which is the nishm vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, the beginning of that pasuk, which is the Eibishter's delay nofach. And he put it there, the pella in the person, for what? Al Kochav is a tachlis for that. What's that tachlis? That by means of this ruach, that's the person, the kayach mamalal is the person, and the person will use that kayach of deya and dibur that the Eibishter miraculously put in him to be mala himself in milas of kedusha, to be miskarev to the Rabbi Nishal Olam. And by means of doing that and using the world as hechetimches, as kalim to do that, be mala the level of kedusha of the world to do that. Right, be mala the level of kedusha of the world to do that. That's al karach. That's what's mischayev over here. To be mala the ruchnius of the neshama to the darga, a higher darga, and with the world being bottled to him, it's mala the entire world like that. In order to do that, right, the Eibishter has to have given a kayach for this ruach to be mashpia on the world. How does the ruach? Again, how does the ruchnius, the ruach, the midirei nofach ruach, how's that mashpia on the world? The answer is called, that's the kayach of dibur. That's the kayach of dibur. How does a person communicate with the world? How does a person relate to the world? A person relates to the world. That's your chiyus is to be mala yourself in the world b'kedusha, based on the sheirish of ruchnis which you have. How do you relate to the world? And then what's the hechatimza, the medium that the Torah gave you with which to do that? How do you do that? That's because of the fact that you're a medaber. That's the chayach of dibur. Dibur is lashon manig also. Dabur is called a manig. Dibur is also. You can control. You run the world. This is how you affect the world. Right? Now, how you affect the world. The person can affect the world one of two ways. Since a person is work of between a gufan and a neshama, so it's a two-way street, Rahman al-Islam. Right? It's meant to be used, obviously, for the ruach to be mashpia on the guf, to be mala the guf, and to be mashpia on the world, the taiva. A person is a bal taiva the other way around. If a person has a mistaken perception of the world, if a person has an American, Western civilization perception of the world, so then your perception of the world, England's no better. Your perception of the world is that it's the Gashmias, and you want to use the Gashmias to control the Ruchnias to use it for anything else. So you can go two ways, and that's called Bechira, and you're meant to be Bechir the right way, and to choose it to be Malit. That's the whole thing. Now, Dibur, how does Dibur fuse together these two things? Dibur, it's all three things. Well, let's think about it, right? What makes the person, the physical person, is comprised of body heat. If a person is cold, he's dead. Right? The body heat and water, right? That's the person. What's the ruach of the person? The ruach of the person, these things are all together in the person. In dibur, they all come together. Why? When you're working with something, so it has nothing to do with day and dibur. It's the physical things. It's just the esh and the mayim of the person doing it. When a person talks, what's the person talking? You're using the physical keli to bring out, to communicate the rotzen and what wants to be done by this daya and dibur, this ruchni is that you have in you. Right? That's using all three of them. Right? That's what it means. All three of them are involved in dibur. So dibur is how dabur, that's how you communicate with the world. That's your etzem chiyus. Your chiyus is ruach memalal of the kayach dibur. Cheresh, sheina medaber. Cheresh meina medaber is chashav kemes. It's not a bardas, nothing. Cheresh is nothing. Well, why? Because he can't communicate with the world. He doesn't have that capacity to communicate with the world. There's a Zohar that says in Mitzrayim, it's a funny lashon, in Mitzrayim, the dibur was begolus. That's a lie. The dibur was begolus. What does that mean? They all talk. But dibur was begolus. What does it mean, the pshutai? The Koyach HaDibur is not, doesn't mean no one, they talked in Mitzrayim. They talked, that's not the point. Right? The Koyach HaDibur is defining the mahus of the person to be a mashpia, to relate to the world. Klal Yisrael had no Koyach to relate to the world. Klal Yisrael was, if you want to take the various Mishalim, which are both true, for a different time, that in Mitzrayim they were either Keuber, or they were like gold in an oven, or whatever it is, there was no independent existence of Klal Yisrael to have a daya, to be mashpia, to affect anything. It's dibur. The koyach of dibur is the koyach of a person who's put in the world. His whole chiyus is for affecting the world, for kedusha, bringing kedusha to the world. That's the metzias. That was begolus over there. That the dibur was begolus. You don't have that. The chaymer of dibur. That's the chaymer of dibur. Now, with that, we'll go back to here. So you take, what happens now when a person misuses the Koyach HaDibur? What are you doing? You said something wrong. You said, or even another Dibur, different things in the Dibur. What do you do when you're Dabur Dibur? It's not Stam. You're Be'etzim taking that which is your whole, not only Mila, that's your whole existence, which is a Koyach HaDibur of to bring ruchnius, to communicate via dibur ruchnius to the world, and you're taking that and being metamet. And you're taking that and being metamet. That's the chaymer of something in dibur. What's the chaymer here? And when you do that, what were you pagim? Three things. Because the dibur was meant to be the ruach using the esh and the mayim to communicate to the world, to be mala the world, b'kedusha. That's what it's meant to be. And you're being metamed that whole geshef. So you're being pagan, damaging all of it. Now, but sof kol sof, the kinyan wasn't chal. So why over here? What's the big deal of Ein Ayin B'dibur, right? So I have to add one simple yesod. One simple yesod. And that's Ba'etzim, I think, in the Lashon of Reb Shimon himself. Zeh halocha. It was an interesting Lashon, Reb Shimon said. Zeh halocha. Kach halocha, aval amru mishapara. For Ein B'dibur. Kach halocha, this is the halocha, but then there's something other than halocha. What does that mean? Hilchus Kinyanin, whether Mashiach Kaina, whether not Mashiach Kaina, that's all. The Malachim don't make Kinyanin with Mashiach or Hakbo or Kesef or anything else. It doesn't exist. And certainly in an Olam Haruchni, that doesn't exist. Right? This whole idea of Mashiach and Hakbo, which of them affects a Kinyan and is binding in these type of things, that's all our world, the Kinyan, right? Okay, so it's not kaina. Zu halacha. Halacha is how the world is meant to halicha. Halacha is lashon halicha. How is one meant to navigate this world? That's what it's meant to be, to navigate this world. In terms of ruchnis, right? There's no such thing by a person, because he's a, where does sheker come from? The possibility to lie, the possibility to be dishonest. It doesn't come from the neshama. It doesn't come from the ruach. It comes from the hashpa of from the goof part of it. It's mashpia on the neshama, but it comes from the goof. From the neshama, tell me, man de nofach, mididei nofach, tzkilu the ruach of the, whatever that means, tzkilu the ruach of the Eibishter is the neshama inside the mensch. The Eibishter is kule emes, so this thing is kule emes. This thing has a zero tolerance level for sheker. Right? Mitzad the neshama, there's no thing of kinyanim and ruchnias, kinyanim or not. Mitzad the neshama, whatever you say is. Whatever you say isn't, and there's no two ways about it. That's what Reb Shimon says. Kach halocha. In terms of halocha, there's kinyanim, what's binding, what's not binding, what this, that, halicha, that's how you navigate the world. There has to be a legal system. This is the legal system. This is the legal system. But the person who's not oimid b'diburai, he took the kayach ha-dibur, which is meant to be the physical manifestation of the ruach to be mashpia on the world, the ruchniyah in the world. And what did you do? You made that ruach, you used that dibur to say something which poshet is not true, right? Which is not going to be true. Say something that's not going to be true. That's. What did you do? You defiled the Midilei Nofach. Right? You defiled the Midilei Nofach. That's the chaymer of the Einish of Misha'ena B'dibura. Mitzad the Ruach, there's emes and sheker, there's nothing else. There's emes and sheker, there's no kinyonim that you need and what's binding. That's one dalich. But here it's emes and sheker. You said you're doing, you did, that's a sheker. So you took something which be'etzem mitzidoy is pure tahar dika emes. And you made it, and you used it, because dibur comes from the ruach coming out, which thing, and you used it for sheker. You defiled the Eibishter. That's mishapara. That's what the chaymer is of misha'ena ayimid b'diburay. The koyach dibur is the person. The person is to be mekadesh, and to use the ruchni is to be ashbi and the guf lekedusha. Someone who's not betam the dibur takes guf the kibusogim and makes the ruach, which is supposed to be kulei emes, and uses it for something which is sheker. What are the aichim? That's what the mishapara. That's the chaymer, and the mishapara is you. What did you use here? What did you ba'avel? What were you pagan? Eish ruach and mine. That's what the Chazal mean with the Mishapara, Me'anshadur HaMabal, and all these different people, because this, they were pagim, this and that. However, each one was pagim, whatever it is. I imagine each Einish was was a Midah Keneged Midah over here. The person who wasn't Aymed B'Diburai, who used all three of them, and was Mekalkal all three of them, he gets, that's the Mishapara, who Yipara. The Chaymer Veina Aymed B'Diburai. It's Kedai to know who you are. What's a person? Are you an animal? Are you a talking animal, or are you a person? Right? If you're, the Torah made the Eibishter made you to be a mensch. The nefesh chaya of this person is the koyach hadibur, to be mashpia, to use the ruchni is via the guf, to be mala the guf and to be mala the world to kedusha. If you don't do that, then you're defeating the whole purpose, not just something that you had to do. You're undermining who you are before. Something I think if a person does keep that in mind, it should have some kind of influence on their life in some way. Jabba.